your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Broadcasting live, twice daily, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. To revisit your the broadcast, just click on usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And today our broadcast class is focused on how to protect you and your family from people that are trampling the Constitution and claiming they have a right to do as they please with our rights to assembly, free speech, and ownership of devices for our own self-protection. We'll be discussing protecting yourself from the abuses of law enforcement. We're going to be discussing Eric Holder. We're going to be discussing the North Dakota plan to eliminate property taxes and flying and traveling with a sidearm with Larry Pratt. Today, USA Prepare Senior Instructor Larry Pratt's with us. Larry Pratt is Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Welcome, Larry Pratt.
Benny, it is good to be back with you. Thank you so much. Appreciate your work, buddy.
Larry, it's, you know, you've been to the Get Prepared Expo a bunch of times. You were there at the very first one, and you were most recently in April. I had a question for you. You gave a seminar, as you always do, a riveting seminar. People come from hundreds and thousands of miles to hear you speak and meet you. What was the your seminar class, what was on top of their mind? What are they concerned about, Larry?
I think, well, first of all, they're concerned about the current administration. Many of them are aware that Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, has been pushing for a UN gun control treaty, which, happily, I don't think the Senate would affirm. I don't think they're going to get 67 votes, even out of this Senate, let alone the one that I hope gets seated after the elections. But there's the real risk, and so that's the good news. But the bad news is that enough countries sign on to something, and our government will use that as an argument that that's become a, quote, norm of international law. It's this norming idea is the same nonsense as the living, breathing, evolving Constitution. It's whatever the judge or whatever the treaty negotiator says it is. And the Second Amendment, the Constitution, to the hindmost. So they could end up in another Obama administration sometime in the future, which God forbid never happens. But they could say, well, this is a norm of international law, isn't it? Good world citizen, we've got to limit the caliber of firearms to only those suitable for civilian use. And I think that's one of the targets that they're likely shooting at in this very untransparent process where they don't tell us what they're doing. But having traveled abroad, I know what kind of laws are typical when people can even own guns after some difficulty getting a license. You can own perhaps up to a 380, but anything heavier caliber, that's only for military. And the same thing with long guns. They would limit us to shotguns and perhaps single-shot rifles or something of that sort, because that's the only thing you need for varmint control and sport use, and you don't want a military rifle now, do you? Well, of course, the answer is I most certainly do. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. And these folks are all about trashing the Second Amendment and the Constitution in general. So that's that's something that's been going on a continuing basis. They continue to meet at the UN to conjure up some kind of devil's brew that would be presented to the Senate. But I don't think they would present it until after the elections, because they understand the toxicity for them of gun control as an issue. And so any action would be sought after the election. And to repeat, I just don't think they've got the votes for that, happily.
Larry, you mentioned military calibers and civilian calibers. You know, as I remember, the Japanese attacked us in 1941, which started World War II, here with the Allies. And they stopped at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, because they felt that behind every bush is going to be an American with a weapon. And we outnumbered the Japanese potential invasion of America. Is that right?
Admiral Yamamoto is reported to have said that at the surrender ceremony, ending hostilities officially following the Second World War. And I think that's a perception that is important for controlling our own government as well. Because if they really decide that they're going to just make us do something, whether we like it or not, then it becomes important that we have large numbers of men who can be people who are deputized by a sheriff in a county. And we've seen that happen, where sheriffs have stood up to the feds over water rights, over use of forest lands, over the FDA trying to shut down a raw milk farmer in Indiana. When the sheriffs say, you're not going to do that, and if you try to do that, I'm going to arrest you. And in the case of Elkhart, Indiana, the FDA replied back to the sheriff, well, if you try that, we'll arrest you. And to which the sheriff said, game on. And that was back in November. And that raw milk is still being produced. So if they know that they've got, I don't know how many deputies Sheriff Rogers has, I'm sure it's at least 50, maybe 100, but that's not the only number he has. You know there's going to be some kind of a militia in that county, and if he were to put out a call, that militia would be there with their right hands up saying, me too, I'm part of your posse, Sheriff Rogers. And so you've got considerable force that's available under authority, under legal authority. And the reason the sheriff is the supreme law enforcement officer of a county is because he's the only cop that's been elected by the people. So he is an immediate, direct reflection, delegation of the policing power inherent in the people. And the sheriff then can arrest federal officials. He can arrest state officials. He can arrest anybody who's acting outside of Article 1, Section 8 from the federal government, because those are the only powers that are legitimately exercised by federal officials. Anything else, the sheriff can and should stand up to them and say, no, you're just simply not going to do that. And if you try that, I'm going to arrest you.
Larry Pratt, it's very interesting what you're saying, and I'm going to make a copy of this particular broadcast, this MP3. It's available as a download right after the broadcast, within minutes, and I'm going to email it to my sheriff, because I've said some things on the air that I thought would get me arrested. Nothing that's out of the ordinary. I just thought it would cause me some problems. And so I placed a call immediately after one of the broadcasts, maybe 6 months ago, to my sheriff's office, and I said, if you get a call from my family that the federal government is here, I'd like you to immediately be dispatching your deputies and stand between me and the feds. And so I did place that call. So that is something that I think we all ought to know that we can do. We can ask our sheriffs to do that.
There's two things that can be used to help a sheriff understand what a truly wonderful position he has and the powers that he can exercise and should exercise. If you go to gunowners.org, which is our website for Gun Owners of America, at gunowners.org, you can go to our bookstore under the resources section and get a book by Sheriff Richard Mack, former Graham County, Arizona sheriff, that explains this doctrine in detail. It's a short little book, but he lays out the history of it, the constitutionality of it, everything that's needed to understand that what we're talking about is actually the way it is. And the other thing that's there, there are some columns that I've written under resources again, and there's a section for op-eds, and then my name pops up as a pack of op-ed columns that I've written, and there's three of them in there that pertain to what sheriffs like Brad Rogers have been doing around the country, confronting the feds on different issues and prevailing. Once they act in this way, heretofore, that's it. On D-Day, the feds just don't even show up. Once Rogers told the feds, the FDA, that he would arrest them, and game was on if they even tried to mess with Farmer Hostetler, they never showed up. The farmer never had to make the call. Hey, Brad, I need help now. No. Once they know they will be met with effective, lawful resistance, game over. And so I would encourage anybody listening, get those resources. Go to gunowners.org and get the book by Sheriff Mack. He knows what he's talking about. He was a two-term sheriff. And get those columns that I've written, because they will give a sheriff the information he needs to see that he is the top cop, because he's the guy, the only cop that gets elected by the people. Technically, if the sheriff dies in office, there's no sheriff. Because the deputy, the under sheriff, has not been elected. Now, as a matter of fact, he may function in that capacity, but you really need to have a special election pretty fast.
Very, very interesting, Larry Pratt. Larry, how do we get in touch with you? There's a link to us, to you on our website right now, Larry Pratt. How do we get directly in touch with Gun Owners of America?
Well, that website, gunowners.org, and one of the first things you'll see is are a couple of red buttons on the front page. Click on one of those just to sign up for our free email alerts. They'll keep you posted on what the rascals are doing in Washington.
There you go. Larry Pratt, Vin Finnelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Larry Pratt and I are discussing the sheriffs and their role and how important they are in our lives, because they are the elected cops in our lives. Larry, how do we get a great relationship with our sheriff? How do we do that? How do we establish that?
Well, particularly at election time, they're the most open, and many sheriffs are running for re-election at this time. And so if you were to have a small group meeting in your house, a coffee for the candidate, it might be taken as an endorsement by you, although you don't have to formally endorse, but you can have that meeting where you will then, in exchange, have an opportunity to ask questions of the sheriff and discuss these matters and to see if he even understands that in fact, he's the top guy, and you can show him these materials, the columns that I've written, the little book that Richie Mack, Sheriff Mack, has written, and then I think it might embolden some of them if they are generally of a pro-constitutional mentality, and if they realize that in addition to whatever deputy strength they might be inheriting or re-inheriting if they get reelected, that there would be people in the community that would love to be deputized. One way that one sheriff knows exactly who he can call upon, another one of our members, Mike Rogers, Eaton County, Michigan, is the issuing agent of concealed carry permits. So when somebody comes in to pick up their permit, obviously they've been vetted. That's what that unconstitutional background check is all about. He asked the person at the time, if there were an emergency, would you be willing to be called up and deputized? And when they sign the list, he's got phone numbers and email of the people that he could call upon. And I thought, that's a brilliant idea that he's got. And I'm sure he's got several hundred people, all of whom are government-guaranteed good Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and they're on the list to be called if a tornado goes ripping through or if the feds go try to rip through.
I've met with our sheriff on multiple occasions over the years, and I've asked him if he would consider having a posse or having a standing reserve of people that he trusts should things go bad. And the same answer always comes up: insurance, insurance, insurance. And
have people sign waivers.
That's what I recommended, that we sign waivers that if we get hurt or shot or injured, it's on us. And for some reason, he's been somewhat resistant to that. So I'm going to approach him again, and I'm going to bring him this MP3 of the broadcast. Are there any other suggestions that you have? Because in my case, I live in a small community.
There will be a conference coming up sometime in September. Sheriff Mack will be having a repeat of a conference he put on in Las Vegas precisely for sheriffs like yours who are open to this but just haven't quite come to the point where they understand the full implications of being the top cop. And there were a number of people just like what your sheriff sounds like who attended that conference back in January, mm-hmm. perhaps half of the 100 or so that were assembled. Well, they all left on the same page. Once they heard other sheriffs explain how it works, what they were able to do, how they were able to stand the feds down, keep the feds from arresting people who were foraging for deadwood in a national forest, how they were able to keep the feds from arresting people who wanted to cut a swath, an 80,000 acres swath of national forest down around the village of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, to protect it from the dry summer and the risk of forest fire that would have just obliterated the little town. And again, when Sheriff Benny House told the feds, "You try to arrest any of my folks, I'm arresting you." And at that point, the game was over, and there never was an episode. The feds simply did not show up.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like if sheriffs get together, like we at USA Prepares all get together, and we have these events a couple times a year, and we know each other, and we know who we can call, and we know who we can count on. If they do the same thing, and they meet, and they have a circle of friends that they can count on who are also sheriffs, maybe the other sheriffs can come and help them in time of need. Larry Pratt's with me. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about our rights, protecting them, defending them. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to
the
for 2 seconds during the.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you can, download a copy of this broadcast. You go to GCNlive.com and you can download a copy of this broadcast. Just look up Vincent Fennelly, USAprepares.com, and send it to your sheriff so that your sheriff gets an idea of what he can do and what his powers are. Larry Pratt's with me, and Larry Pratt is executive director of Gun Owners of America. And Ron Paul says that Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Let me repeat that. The only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Larry Pratt Is this a full-time job, just protecting our rights? I mean, it seems like it's never-ending. Is that just
me? No, it's more than full-time. You're absolutely right. It's and one reason it's not just a mechanical gun issue, as the announcer says on my weekly show, and remember, it's not just about guns. It's about control. And that's what the Bill of Rights is. It's a package of interconnected liberties that are being protected, not granted, by that Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. And that's just so important, I think, to keep that in mind, that we have to look at it from a step or two back to see just how significant the battle is for protecting firearms freedoms, because it's really part of the whole defense of freedom.
Larry, when you come to Springfield, Missouri for the expo, excited, or what is the reaction that you get about people understanding what your organization really does to protect their rights to own firearms?
Well, I think the folks that come to the expo already are in substantial agreement. They're looking for information, but they are freedom fighters themselves, and they're just real pleased to hear a gun organization present the case basically the way they think too. And so it gives us a very good reception. If they weren't familiar with us, they generally like that first introduction. And we get a lot of support, a lot of membership from people that go to the expos.
Class, if you'd like to meet Larry Pratt, he will be at the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo, featured speaker at the expo. Larry Pratt, he's going to be there again. And you'll be able to see him and meet him and talk to him and shake his hand. And that's November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And it's a great opportunity. Larry Pratt and I have had dinner together. He's been to the farm. We spent a lot of time together. And that's why Larry Pratt is on the air, because I believe that Gun Owners of America is the organization that we need to support. And I went to the website during the break, Larry. It only takes a minute to sign up to receive your GOA, Gun Owners of America, alerts. Literally only a minute, and you get the alert right then and there. Larry, I have the need to fly. I really am not looking forward to it. I may end up not being on the air after I try to fly. So, class, if I disappear, TSA has me. That may be within the next week or so or two. Larry, what do I need to know? I don't like leaving home without my firearm. As a matter of fact, I have my firearm in the studio with me at all times, and I even sleep with my .45. So what do I and others need to know about when flying or traveling on a train with a firearm?
Well, after 9/11, it was a bit of a drag because they didn't have uniform procedures. They had them all written out in a huge notebook. A lot of times the TSA agents didn't know what was in their own code. There was one or two times when I had to actually show them. It got to the point for a while I was carrying a copy of that page in case I met somebody that had maybe an agent that hadn't encountered this before, had been misinstructed in his orientation. Now I must say, even though it's all hogwash, and it doesn't make us safer, au contraire, they have at least made the tyranny, they made the trains run on time. So when you go to the gate, when you go to the reception area to check in, as you're presenting your ID, your papers, please, you just tell them that I have a firearm in my bag to declare. Now, the firearm should be unloaded. And if you're carrying an automatic, a semi-automatic, don't let me confuse anybody, you just leave the slide rack back so that if anybody were to look at it, they would see that, yeah, it's nothing in the chamber. And then in that lock box that I put inside my lock suitcase, I've got the gun on one side of the phone and a couple of mags in an Army surplus pouch on the other side. So there you have what they're looking for, but it's been a long time, perhaps almost a year, since I've been asked to actually show them the empty gun. Now they ask if it's locked. They can see that it's a locked box, so they don't even ask to test that. And they have you sign a little red ticket about 2.5 inches by 6 inches or something like that. And it's basically saying that you're certifying that the gun is in fact unloaded. And frankly, I don't have any objection to it being required to be unloaded if it's not on me, which it should be, because if in handling the bag anything were to happen and around discharge, which happened once or twice in the past, that could be a fatal situation. So given the set of circumstances, it's a reasonable requirement. It's unreasonable to make me go on unarmed, because we know of at least a couple of dozen guns that have gotten on board anyway and were discovered by staff as they were cleaning the plane to prep it for the next flight. Also knives and things like that. So apparently they've been left on there for the jihadi that was going to use it on a future flight. And that's pretty scary stuff. So their security is insecure, and I refer to it as the Transportation Insecurity Agency that's operating this whole bit of nonsense. But at least it's become relatively hassle-free. If you accept what I just described as not a hassle, you put that little red tag in on top of your locked carrying box that's inside your suitcase, close your suitcase back up, and then it'll be x-rayed, and they will tell the agent that is going to be operating the x-ray machine that there's a declared firearm in the bag. And so obviously they're looking for that. But I had my bag opened at a national airport not long ago, and they weren't looking for the gun. They never asked for the key to open the case. I had a bottle of liquid in there, and that's what they wanted to look at. So I would say they're getting pretty relaxed about firearms themselves.
Okay, and I purchased some locks, and I have two varieties of locks. One lock is a TSA lock, where they can open the lock without destroying the lock, and the other is not a TSA enhanced lock. And you know, I'm thinking, why would I want to have a lock that TSA has a key for?
Well, if they want to get in, then they'll just break the lock. That's the way they are. And occasionally, I've had my suitcase examined after it's left my possession, and I guess maybe they do random checks or something. And you'll at that point find a card about 8 inches by 3 inches that's been inserted telling you that they violated your privacy. My words.
Yeah. No, I'd rather have them break my lock or cut my lock off. That way I know they've been, you know, rummaging through my bag. I'm interested in knowing.
Theoretically, they will leave that announcement that they were there. So you will know.
Larry, what about ammunition? I was on the phone with one of the airlines yesterday, and together we read through some of the rules, and one of them was the ammunition has to be in an original box, original container.
Or one of those plastic carry boxes that you can buy aftermarket.
Okay, would that be something like a reloading box? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like a honeycomb of... little holes just big enough to hold the rounds, and it snaps closed. You know, frankly, if you're going to a shoot, that's certainly something that you would want to do. Yeah. But if you're just taking the gun as protection, like a fellow that survived a couple of gunfights told me, he said, if you need that second magazine, you'd better be calling in the Air Force. So... you know, I think for normal self-protection purposes, those two magazines that go along with me are going to be more than adequate. And but if you are taking it to a competition or something, or you know you're going to go out plinking on somebody's farm, then, yeah, that's the way you can take it, either that original box or the something made specifically to contain ammunition.
Yeah,
they used to insist that you have the ammo on one side of the bag and the firearm on the other side of the bag. But what I described to you is now what they actually want. If you you can have that those two bags anyway in that same box locked with the firearm.
Okay, and then for ammunition, are you saying you recommend keeping that separately, or put it?
I haven't taken that quantity lately, so yeah. I'm not sure how that would be viewed. But just for safety, I would assume that it ought to be on two different sides of the bag, so that you don't have any issue.
Okay, and the ammunition does not have to be in a locked case, just the firearm, correct?
Well, it'll be in a no. It doesn't have to be in a locked box, but it certainly it would be making a lot of sense to have it in your locked suitcase.
Correct. Yep, I agree. Okay, Larry, Tombstone, Arizona. Let's talk about what's happening there.
Well, it's another case where the feds think they're the boss and that we exist for their convenience.
Yeah.
And the people of Tombstone don't seem to agree.
I've been there, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the side of the ground. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. I'm Vic Pinelli, USA Prepares.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations.
If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Larry, and we are talking about your rights. And if you'd like to send a copy of this broadcast to your sheriff so that your sheriff can understand what powers he actually has that you've given him, you can go to usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com, and you can click just below on page one, just below the GCN logo, you can click on Free Archives, and that'll take you right to the archives. You can click on the one for today, and then you can download it for free. And then you can email that to your sheriff. And you can become involved with protecting your rights. Larry Pratt and I are talking about Tombstone, Arizona. Larry, let's discuss what happened in Tombstone.
Well, I was contacted by a 10th Amendment activist, I guess we could say, that I had gone to New Mexico at his request. He's one of our members. He's a medical doctor in Ruidoso. And he got involved in one of these confrontations over forest lands and actually something else involving the IRS. And in both episodes, the feds simply didn't enforce their own deadline. Now, in Tombstone, they've got four springs that can feed the town, supply it with water, but only three had been functioning, which meant that if they had a fire after about 4 hours, that was it. It was toast. And they simply needed to make repairs to the spring and the pipe that was coming out. It's 130 years old. Right. And initially, they weren't going to get approval at all, and they were thinking of just simply going up, and we all did go up armed. And they finally did get a limited permit, and they were able to get up and make the repairs to a certain extent. But more needs to be done, and the feds are dragging their feet. So the town of Tombstone is now in the process of requesting assistance from the county sheriff, Larry Devers, they go up, see, they weren't even allowed to take motorized transportation, a motorized backhoe. So we went up there to do this job. And I'll tell you what, this flatlander, I was out of air at 6,000 feet. They went on another 1,000 feet to get to the wellhead to do the repairs. And they were carrying shovels. They were carrying heavy metal junction pieces for the pipe. It was a big deal. And at one point, I'm told, the trail was almost vertical. They could reach out at about arm's length to the trail in front of them that they were traversing. So, you know, we're talking about 7,000 feet elevation, and some of the going was really pretty tough. And as I say, this flatlander just ran out of air at about 6,000 feet, and I had to tuck my tail between my legs and slink back down the mountain.
Larry, we have about 2 minutes left. So you're saying that the feds were standing in the way of Tombstone, Arizona, getting water. Tombstone,
right.
Arizona has three wells. Two of them are poisoned with arsenic naturally. And so they really need water in Tombstone, Arizona, for the town to survive. And they needed to get this fourth one working. And what they're actually doing is they're blending arsenic-laden water with non-arsenic-laden water. So they just have enough water. That's how bad it is in Tombstone, Arizona. They need this fourth well. Please continue.
Well, I think what could happen is that Sheriff Devers just may be one of these constitutional sheriffs who, if given the official request by the city of Tombstone to ensure the safety of their crews going up the mountain to make the repairs, I rather think the sheriff will be there. And we certainly hope that he would. We haven't come to it, so we don't know for sure. But assuming he does, that means that they'll get the equipment up that they need, and the sheriff will be there to protect them all the way from the Forest Service, which otherwise would, I'm sure, make the arrest.
Larry Pratt, thank you so much. It's Larry Pratt. There's a link on the website. Gun.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.